This is Think Out Loud on OPB. I'm Dave Miller. The COVID-19 vaccine is in Oregon, and within the last hour, the first Oregonians got their first shots. Healthcare workers are at the top of the list. Today, that includes people who work at two hospitals in Portland and one in Ontario. Residents and staff of senior care facilities who make up more than one-third of all COVID-19 deaths nationwide are also at the top of the list in Oregon. Phil Fogg is one of the people who is in charge of distributing the vaccine to them. He is the president and CEO of Marquee Companies, which owns about 20 care facilities in Oregon, along with a pharmacy that serves them. Phil Fogg, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Have the first doses that you're going to be distributing, have they arrived at your company yet?
So we've gotten allocated 3,000 of the 30,000 doses in Oregon, and they're arriving today. And we will be dispensing to our first facilities on Monday of next week.
There have been reports of hospital administrators around the country reloading FedEx delivery tracking pages over and over because there is such anticipation of this delivery. Have you been doing that?
Well, I mean, that's kind of the least of the challenges for us. We're dealing with a long-term care community where you've got residents and staff that ideally you can dispense the vaccine to at the same time. And there are, quite a bit of logistical challenges that you don't face in a normal vaccine process like we're used to with the flu vaccine.
So let's turn to those serious logistical ones. One of them that's been reported on extensively is temperature. This Pfizer vaccine has to be kept at negative 70 degrees Celsius. So just starting there, what challenge does that present?
Well, it presents a couple of challenges. And one thing about our pharmacy division is we have pharmacies in four Western states, and we serve about 35,000 seniors in long-term care facilities. So we don't not only support our facilities, but we support a broader community. In the state of Oregon, we're going to be able to provide the vaccines to 120 of the long-term care facilities. And so we will do probably the vast majority of the buildings. But I will tell you that the logistical challenges are around obviously keeping the storage cold. And we've early in this process acquired freezers that enable us to take the vaccines as they're delivered from Pfizer and keep them in the cold storage requirements that they need. The challenge then is you've got different timelines as you manage the product. And so when you I don't know if you've heard this term, but they come in something that looks like a pizza box, like when you get a delivery, and certainly it's more sophisticated than that, but for visual representation. And within that pizza box, there are trays of vials, and within each vial, there's five doses. And so you've got to really be good about planning and getting the vaccines dispensed to the residents and staff in a very efficient manner so you don't waste any of the vaccine.
And it's not a question of simply opening up that vial and giving it to five people, right? You actually have to, or somebody has to do some dilution or processing of what is in each of those vials in those boxes.
That's exactly right, Dave. You've got to, first of all, you've got to let the vaccine thaw, and then you inject a dilutant into the vaccine. And then once you've added the dilutant, you have 6 hours to give that vaccine. And, what we're doing is we have procured a number of, in fact, 15 motorhomes that are functioning as mobile vaccine units. And each of those has a team of three people that will just be supporting the management of the vaccine when we get to the facility. And so it's quite a process, and we're excited to be a part of it. But it's definitely caused you to really think through this because there's, as I said, there's been nothing like it before.
And so that ticking clock. It seems like one more really significant stressor here, because once you prepare, you dilute the defrosted vaccine, you have, you said, 6 hours before that vaccine is no longer viable. So everything really has to be lined up by the time the defrosting and diluting happens, right?
That's exactly right. And that's probably the principal difference between, you know, what you and I think of as a normal vaccine process, where we just go sign a consent form and we go get our vaccine and we leave. There, in this environment, we have to get all of the work done before we arrive. And that means that we've got to get all of the consent forms from residents and from staff, that we and we get all of their data and information before we get there, so that we literally only have to give the vaccine when we come into that building, so that we can complete it, as you said, within 6 hours. The other critical piece is you've got to have the actual nurses or clinical team that have the scope of practice to actually administer the vaccine, and you've got to get it in the right quantity to meet the needs of the number of residents and staff that you've got at that facility.
And so, because it's not going to be your healthcare workers as part of your pharmacy company who are actually going to be doing the injections, it's healthcare workers or nurses or whoever at each individual facility?
That's exactly right. It's going to be nurses, nurse practitioners, physicians, and the logistics around having tried to put that team together. It just wasn't as effective for us to do that as it is for the facility to do it on its own. And frankly, it is better when you've got a group of clinicians that know the resident population and know the staff.
You know, this seems like such a small scale, nitty gritty question, but it occurs to me, since you mentioned that the vial, each one has five doses, nobody wants a single one of these doses to be wasted. Does that mean that you all have to be thinking about recipients of this vaccine in multiples of five?
Well, that's exactly right. And so we go in and we do the math. In the average skilled nursing facility in Oregon, you're going to have 60 residents. And generally, there's 1.5 staff to residents. So you'd have 90 staff members. So there's 150 total possible vaccines. So you're going to need 30 vials. And what you just said, that's exactly the math that we do.
All right. So we've been talking about the physical logistics here, but you mentioned a societal and legal one, which is a huge question here, which is consent. Because of, you know, for a number of reasons, including the populations that you're dealing with in these facilities, some of these residents absolutely can legally give their consent. Some can't if they're dealing with dementia or other cognitive issues. So what is happening right now in terms of getting consent from or for all of these residents?
So we have been trying to educate our residents, staff, and or the responsible party of our residents with public data, with our own produced videos to try to support the taking of the vaccine. I will give you some general information that, you know, we're about a week and a half into obtaining consents. And again, we're on the leading edge of this across the nation. And we're getting nearly 100% resident consent. I think that might even be generational, I'm guessing, because you've got a population of people who probably perceive vaccines more positively than maybe the current culture, but whether it's polio or smallpox or any of the other vaccines.
Oh, because they remember life pre-vaccines.
Exactly. And, you know, unfortunately, vaccines got politicized this year, and I don't know that helped, but you know, again, we needed to support this and educate and provide the information for our staff to make informed decisions in all staff in long-term care. And I would tell you that our early numbers, we already have 70% consent, and that's before we've even showed up in the building. So I think we're going to get to an 80 to 85% consent number based on the numbers that we're seeing at the very least.
Wait, sorry, Ben, that's for residents?
No, that's for staff. I think the residents are virtually 100%.
Okay. So the staff. My understanding is, from what I've read, employers can require that their employees get vaccinated. And from what I've read, that's especially true in healthcare settings. Will you, because, you know, we're talking to you largely as the CEO and president of a pharmacy company that is going to be distributing the vaccine to long-term care or senior care facilities, but you're also, you know, that CEO and president of a company that owns many of these facilities yourself. Will you require that your employees get vaccinated?
So we have not done that. Now, there's a couple of interpretations on the legal side of this. So if the federal government or a state government had mandated it, as an employer, there would have been no question about whether to vaccinate, or excuse me, to make it a requirement of employment. I think, though, that forcing staff to do this is not the philosophical approach that we wanted to take. We wanted them to make informed decisions and not have to force them. And I would tell you that there are other workforce, you know, things that you need to consider when you look at this, like, you know, what percentage of the population of your workforce do you lose if you mandate and force, because healthcare is workforce intensive and you certainly don't want to lose a vast majority of your staff, especially when the people that you're serving are seniors. The residents in the facilities are the ones most at risk because they're the most fragile because of their chronic diseases, the respiratory and cardiac issues. And if we can get them 100% vaccinated, it mitigates the 15% of staff that may not choose to do it. Does that make sense?
It does. In other words, yeah. And what you're most focused on are the population most at risk, the residents, your clients, and if you're saying you can get close to 100% vaccination rate among them, you're less worried about a small percentage of your employees. I should remind folks right now, we're talking right now with Phil Fogg, president and CEO of Marquee Companies. They own more than 20 senior care facilities in Oregon, along with a pharmacy company called Consonus Healthcare, and they are one of the main distributors of the Pfizer vaccine right now to senior care facilities in Oregon. As you well know, and as the Oregonian reported this morning, more Oregonians in senior care homes died with COVID-19 in November than in any other month of the pandemic. We're in the surge right now, and things could get worse before they get better. What's your best estimate for the timeline right now, for how long it'll be before all residents and most staff in these homes have gotten vaccinated, meaning gotten two injections of this vaccine?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'll give you some of the variables, and I'll first of all start with a kind of an analogy that I've used, is that before we got some certainty around the vaccine, it felt like we were running a marathon and we didn't know what mile marker we were at, because we just didn't have any sense for how long this was going to go on. And when you started to hear the discussions around the vaccines, and we started hearing Operation Warp Speed engaging us and starting to plan the vaccine, and then Pfizer gets approved, you start to see 95% efficacy. And for the first time, we get a sense for what mile marker we may be at. And that feels like about mile marker 18 to me right now. We're in a 9-month, into this COVID pandemic.
Can I just want to remind folks, just so everyone's on the same page here. So you're just for your metaphor, 18, and the marathon is 26 miles. So
that's
more
right.
than
that's
halfway
right.
there.
Thank you. And the what's going to happen right now is, first of all, I've got to applaud Governor Brown in the state of Oregon, because she on her own prioritized this long-term care population. As you noted, the mortality rates are higher. the stress on the hospital systems are higher. But probably the most damaging thing is that we've got all the restrictions on visitations, which are incredibly hard for family members and the residents. And so by bringing the vaccine first to them, I think it really communicates a priority for seniors in Oregon. I just want to say that. But what, to answer your question on timelines, right now, there's a scarcity of vaccine. So it's Pfizer today. There's a scarcity of it. And so you're allocating a limited amount of the vaccine. As more vaccines are approved, like Moderna or AstraZeneca, and as the quantity of production increases, the environment's going to change of one from scarcity to now we have a plenty of vaccine, but how fast can we get it there? Now, we are planning on three phases of vaccination. As you noted, the Pfizer is built around you'd get a first vaccine and then 21 days later you get a second. And then we're doing another third round on the next 21 days because we need to capture admissions and new staff that have occurred in between. And so just that process, if the math makes sense, is 63 days of vaccination before we would get our 120 facilities fully vaccinated. That puts you into February, March, and not all the facilities will get vaccinated at that pace. And I think I'm giving you my best guess, but I see long-term care probably being completed somewhere around May, where it's completely done.
One of the issues that these facilities have been talking about is what it will mean for potentially all of their staff and all of their residents to get vaccinated the same day and to be dealing then with, you know, some mild to moderate side effects among both residents and staff, which could, you know, include things like fever and fatigue. How are you going to deal with that as a facility company if many people in these buildings, both the people living there and the people taking care of them, are just not feeling well at exactly the same time?
So, again, a great question. It's probably one of the big unknowns. We're going to figure this out very, very quickly after the first week's vaccinations, at least specific to Pfizer. But we're doing some things preventatively or proactively. We're advocating Tylenol be taken prior to the vaccine. And then we're just really tracking these symptoms. But I'll tell you, Dave, that we had to look at, do half the staff, you know, on vaccination round one and then half on round two. And we actually put a balance sheet or a plus and minus column of delaying it or doing everybody at once. And the challenges around doing half and half are heavily outweighed by just doing everybody at one time and trying to address the issues that you might get with any symptoms that could occur due to the vaccine.
Fred Steele, who is the long-term care ombudsman for the state, meaning he's the official advocate for people in long-term care and their families, he told the Oregonian recently that last month's record case and death counts reflect a, quote, systemic failure that has to be urgently addressed. He has called for the state to do preemptive inspections of facilities instead of inspecting them only when an outbreak has been identified. And also he's called for finding facilities that where staff are not following safety protocols. And there have been plenty of reports of places where that's been the case. Staff not wearing masks always or not washing hands between, you know, seeing residents. What do you think about his suggestions for those policy switches?
Well, Fred and I probably have a different perspective. Early in the summer of this pandemic, Harvard and Brown both did research projects on the correlation between facilities that got positive cases or outbreaks and those that did not, and how was that correlated to their quality outcomes and or their five-star rating. And there was absolutely no correlation between a facility's quality record, their survey records, and their likelihood or probability of having an outbreak. The absolute strongest correlation is the infection rates in the community. And I know that's hard for some people to understand, but look, when a community case counts go up, you either have staff that are getting infected and or new admissions. And the real brutal truth about this COVID-19 is this period of asymptomatic spreading. And it just makes it incredibly challenging to manage. I believe that the providers in long-term care, all of the staff members, have been champions throughout this entire pandemic. And they have showed up at great personal risk and been there every day. And I take a different approach. I think people have shown character and been diligent beyond any time in the history of this profession, and at cost and at personal cost and sacrifice. And I just would take a different viewpoint on this. So
Phil Fogg, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's Phil Fogg, the president and CEO of Marquee Companies.